Part three of the horror talk of Valak. All right, now the Crooked Man. So Valak is set to appear in another spin-off, this time in this Crooked Man form, hinting that Valak manages to escape hell. But I'm not sure if, I mean, I think it did came out, but I'm not sure exactly. That the Nun 2 in this year, it was confirmed Valak will return for the Nun 2, a direct sequel to the original movie, set to take place in France, actually. It makes sense because Maurice is from France, so I'm pretty sure, yes. Now the trivia. In mythology, Valak is known with Valac, not Valak, is known as the great president of hell with over 30 legions of demons at his command. Valak manifests as an angelically winged boy riding a two-headed dragon, and it possesses the power to find treasures. In the case of the film, Valak's treasure was the vision of Ed being impaled, which it offered to his wife Lorraine as a gift. Other ways to spell Valak's name include Valak, Ulak U with a U, Valex with an X, Valu with a U, Velik Valic, and Volak Volac. Despite the fact that many people have thought that the Crooked Man was a completely computer-generated character, he was actually played by Javier Botet with heavy makeup. Botet was born with, elongated limbs and digits, allowing him to portray tall, skinny characters, especially monsters, with little to no alterations made to his appearance aside from makeup and wigs. Wow, that's pretty cool, huh? In the original draft of The Conjuring 2, Valak was intended to only appear as a dark figure with horns similar to his true form seen later in the film. Only 3 months before the film was intended to release, James Wan suddenly had the idea of reimagining the creature as a demonic nun that mocked Lorraine's faith. The film crew reshot several scenes of Lorraine facing Valak and digitally altered Ed's painting from the horn demon to the nun. The character of the Crooked Man was designed by the conceptual artist Jer Krzyzewski, or Krampus from 2015, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows. Oh wow! Who revealed that the director James Wan initially envisioned the Crooked Man with a large moon face. In The Conjuring 2, right after Lorraine wakes from her nightmare, the decorative wood letters Valak could be seen spelling out Valak's name on the bookshelf behind her. It was implied that Valak appeared as a nun in order to test Lorraine's faith and distort her perception of her Catholic beliefs. The Nun film, however, makes it clear that Valak had already taken the visage of a nun long before, as his description in a book by the count who summons him during the Middle Ages already describes Valak as such. Its ability to block Lorraine's visions makes it the most dangerous spirit that the Warren couple ever met. Valak is the most powerful entity thus far in the series, as compared to Mathis from Annabelle De Mathis Annabelle Demon, which required a conduit to commit evil. Valak was capable of such without one. In 2018, the same year The Nun was released, there was an ad for the film where it shows something messing with the user, shutting the volume off completely. After this happens, Valak in his nun form appears roaring loudly, ending the ad. However, YouTube controversially removed the ad for containing a jump scare, which violated its terms of service. Valak posing as the nun appeared as a cameo in the 2018 film Bloodfest. Valak appeared as one of the three main antagonists alongside Bathsheba Sherman and Annabelle Vidal of the Conjuring Universe haunted attraction at Warner Brothers 2018 Horror Made Here event. Many have mistaken Valak appearing in the scene where a nun-like figure pushing Genesis' wheelchair in an attempt for Mathias from Annabelle Creation, the demon that latched onto the Annabelle doll to possess her. However, it was actually Mathis itself attacking Janice in Sister Charlotte's form. It did, however, make a brief cameo in the picture of Sister Charlotte in Romania with three other nuns, and Valak appears in the shadows at the very back. It also makes a cameo in the post-credit scene while roaming around St. Cartha's monastery in Romania as promotion for the Nun 2018, almost 5 years. Holy crap, which is like not surprising because next year will be the 5th anniversary, obviously. But that was the end of the horror talk of Valak. That's it. Honestly, that's it. But yeah, I'll see you guys next week for another horror talk. Be actually real serial killers. So because this night, today, last night, and Tuesday was all fictional because I had a lot of homework to do. So I was like a little stressed out. So yeah, I'll see you guys next week on my horror talk podcast. Have a good night and stay safe. Bye.